Proclamation number 4782 of 16th of November, 1949. Struggling for living faith. Opponents of God. A struggle for faith will become necessary in the forthcoming time, for my views will be opposed, which signify an onslaught against what you advocate. You will be severely harassed by the completely unbelieving as well as by those who call themselves believers but who are far removed from the right faith because misguided teachings darken their spirit and their faith is therefore of little value because it lacks the love which awakens the spirit. You will have to fight very hard and must not let yourselves be shaken. Therefore I tell you beforehand so that you will resist by calling upon me more sincerely than ever for help, for strength of faith and strength of love. And I will hear you. After all, it is a matter of providing the opponents with proof that a strong faith will stand firm as soon as the human being leans on me, who wants to be a strong and secure wall for him. The objections made to you are often such that you will also stumble and doubt the truth of my proclamations, yet a call to me will give you the certainty again that I speak to you as your father and truly do not mislead you. Yet it is Satan's work who uses all his strength to become victorious over me. And he will completely confuse people's thoughts, and they will accept and defend the most impossible as truth, while they persecute the pure truth and harass you severely. But then you will know that my adversary is at work who tries to make you unfit to do the work for your Lord. Then you will know that your prayer is necessary, i.e., that you have to gain strength through heartfelt contact with me in your thoughts, that you should come to me with your worries so as not to become weak. For intellectually the objections seem justified but the heart rejects them, and you can always follow the feeling of the heart, it will guide you correctly. My adversary uses sharp weapons, he confuses people's thinking in such a way that everything that is used as an argument against me seems credible to them. He will win over the intellectuals who will speak according to his will and are against faith. Which is why many people will fall away and you, too, will become questionable if strong speakers get in your way whom you don't feel equal to if you don't call upon me to help you. But with my help they will not be able to irritate you, they will meet with resistance, because then you will also be able to refute everything the sharpest intellectual person says against you. You certainly have a sure means to remain strong in faith if you always take my word into yourselves, which again and again gives you the certainty that you walk in truth. Don't leave this means unheeded so that the adversary does not overpower you, so that he does not make you doubtful but always finds the defense which my presence through my word means for him. I myself am present in the Word, thus my Word will always protect you from every weakness of faith, from every onslaught by the world and from every doubt. Therefore I can only advise you again and again to accept my Word as often as possible, for with my Word you receive the strength which protects you from every attack by the enemy of your souls. Amen.